Matt could barely make out Robin's shape in front of him, and he could hardly hear himself think. They walked with their hands on the wall on one side, the river surging noisily but invisibly past on the other, hoping they would not reach the end of the ledge, or that if they did, they would notice before they fell. When the going was tricky, Robin slowed down, sometimes so much that Matt walked into her, and she yelled at him above the noise of the water to be careful, and he yelled at her that he was sorry, and they both yelled at each other.
"What did you say?"
In several places, the ledge was so narrow, they had to shuffle along with their backs pressed hard against the damp rock wall. Always the spray and spit of the river was soaking into them. At first, Matt found it invigorating. He liked the sting of the cold water after the close heat of the jungle. It seemed to cleanse and sharpen him. But after a while, he was just feeling wet and cold and bedraggled.
"I wish you hadn't dropped the torch,"
he shouted to Robin. But he knew she couldn't hear him above the rage of the river. Finally, light. A tiny dot in the distance at first, but growing gradually larger with every step they took. Before long, it was enough to illuminate Robin's face as she looked back at Matt, her eyes gleaming.
"Nearly there,"
she mouthed. The ledge widened slightly where it emerged into the light. They paused, standing together, and peered cautiously into the huge amphitheatre beyond. It seemed even bigger after the cramped, dark confines of the tunnel. Another difference was that it was busy. Matt could see several of Harper's guards in their distinctive khaki camouflage uniforms, erecting more lights and clearing away some of the rubble.
"Looks like he's giving up on archaeology," Matt said quietly.
Outside the echoing tunnel, the river was not so noisy.
"Looks like he's getting ready for something," Robin agreed. "Not good."
Even with extra lights, the edges of the huge cavern were still in darkness. It was relatively easy to keep to the shadows and work their way carefully up towards the top of the amphitheatre.
"The way into the pyramid will probably be guarded," Matt said quietly.
Robin nodded, a vague silhouette in the gloom.
"But we're not going to the pyramid."
They froze as two of the guards walked past them just several metres away. Then Robin was moving again, Matt following as quietly and as closely as he could. There was even more activity in the office area where Matt had found his father. Matt and Robin got as close as they dared and watched from an area in the shadows behind several fallen pillars. Guards were setting up computers and other equipment. A huge plasma screen, like the ones in the guest rooms and on Harper's jet, was being installed and connected to the systems. Robin nudged Matt's arm, pointing. He had already seen. Dad and Julius Venture were standing a little way back from the main activity, talking.
"We have to get their attention," Matt whispered. "We can't get to them, but they might be able to come closer to us."